Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, December 8th. An ex-skinhead will be the keynote speaker at a symposium against hate this weekend in the Quad Cities. Frank Mink is with the organization Life After Hate. He will talk about why he joined a hate group and what ultimately convinced him to leave the group and embrace diversity. Rabbi Henry Karp of the organization One Human Family QCA says it's important to humanize members of hate groups.
Those who embrace hate are human beings who suffer from a disease which we call hate, and they need to be healed.
One Human Family QCA organized rallies over the summer in response to flyers distributed in the area by the white supremacist group, the National Alliance. Karp says protests are effective at showing the community condemns these messages, but they don't solve the underlying problem. In addition to Mink's speech, the symposium will explore what factors lead people to join hate groups.
And if we can understand what some of the root sources are, we can begin to consider how can we address these root sources in such a way as to, for lack of a better term, heal the hate.
The symposium, titled Hate We Shall Overcome, will take place tomorrow at Trinity Lutheran Church in Moline from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. A $5 registration fee includes lunch. 150 years of history in 100 feet. That's the new display unveiled Thursday at Genesis Health System's East Campus in Davenport. Herb Trix has more.
President and CEO Doug Cropper says it was on December 7, 1869, that the Sisters of Mercy opened a hospital in the city and treated their first patient. Mercy Hospital joined with St. Luke's Hospital in 1994, creating Genesis.
Why would we do this? Well, because it's important to honor the past. It's important to recognize the achievements, the talents, all the organizations that came together to form Genesis Health System.
Cropper says the Sisters of Mercy came to this area intending to open a school in DeWitt, but after finding Davenport had little or no medical care for the many sick and injured residents, they opened a hospital here instead. Their first patient was a pregnant woman who'd been abandoned. I'm Herb Trix.
Illinois taxpayers will be paying an in-between rate on their 2017 income as a result of the state's tax increase. The State Journal Register reports the Illinois Department of Revenue has calculated that the blended rate will be 4.35% for individual returns that are due in April. The basic tax rate increased in July from 3.75% to 4.95%. Department spokesman Terry Horstman says the rate is based on the number of days under each of the tax rates. Horstman says the state tax forms will use the blended rate to make it easier for taxpayers. Trustees of Black Hawk College have chosen an interim president who will take over in January. On Thursday, the board announced Dr. John Irwin will replace Betty Truitt after she retires at the end of the month. Most recently, Irwin served as interim president at Marion Technical College in Marion, Ohio, and previously served as president of Illinois Central College in East Peoria from 2001 to 2015. Dr. Irwin has more than 30 years of administrative and instructional experience in higher education, the majority of which has been with community colleges. He will lead the college while the board looks for a permanent replacement for Dr. Truitt. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.